So we meet different types of people in different phases of our lives. Not every one of them has the same personality as we do. Some people find it difficult to relate to bubblies, even get annoyed by them. But there's plenty to love about the bubbly personality type. So we can find out what do you admire most. To talk to us more, Janine Shamos. Good morning and welcome to the program, Janine.
Good morning. It's such an interesting topic today. I love it.
Lovely stuff. And we fall in this category, but we'll just keep impartial for now. We'll just put our bubbly hat to the side, act all professional. So what are bubbly people like?
So the bubblies, and they're the high energy people who don't hide who they are or dim their lights, you know, like very childlike almost. Their bubbliness also comes with a resilience, because very often, you know, people kind of go, why are you so happy? Why are you so exuding energy? So there's a lot of dismissal and underestimation by peers, but they are the people who really are just the little spark. They're the bubbles.
11 signs of a bubbly person. Why not 10? Why 11? And what are
because,
they?
Because, you know, bubbly people need 11, right? You know, 10 is just too standard. Size. You're friendly with everybody.
Yeah.
If people say you get too excited about things, you're probably a bubbly personality. You're good at making friends. You've been told by people probably the opposite of you, that you're too happy. You go after your goals. Very often you make people laugh and you love bringing a smile to people's faces, often embarrassing yourself in the process. Very often bubbly people are mistaken for unintelligent or immature, but that is not true at all. Bubbly people also wish they could like bottle their energy and their happiness and give it to other people. And bubbly people, really importantly, look for the positive in everything and everyone.
So the differences between introverts, extroverts, and bubblies.
So definite crossover that people mistakenly believe. They kind of think that, oh, well, bubblies are extroverts and introverts are the opposite. And that's not really true. So an extrovert is someone who draws their energy from the outside world. So it's the people who go out and they come back re-energized from spending time with friends or being even in just a coffee shop. It's the people who feel drained when they're alone. Those are your extroverts. Your introverts are exactly the opposite. So you need your time to recharge your own energy. You don't necessarily get it from people and things around you. You kind of need the quiet time to recharge your own batteries. But most of us are really in the middle. And we call that ambiverts, but really we all kind of fluctuate from one side to the other, depending on who we're with, what mood we're in, what's happened. We can all be very, very introverted and very extroverted. And bubbly people often say, you know, they're extroverts. And that's not really true. Introverts, and to all the introverts listening there, if you imagine when you're with people that are very close to you, people who understand you, you might very well be the bubbly person in that circle. You might very well be the one who is silly and makes people laugh. And that kind of reflection of yourself doesn't necessarily mean that you're not re-energizing other people.
Now, Janine, it's not all bubbles, right? What are some of the challenges that bubbly personalities may face?
So it's definitely not all bubbles, because bubblies are very misunderstood. People will often, and especially now, we're finding with the world, there's so many issues, and we kind of think, well, why aren't you so, like, why are you so happy? Do you not understand what's going on, you know? So very often you're misunderstood. People equate your positivity with being shallow or being not very intelligent. Being immature, people go, well, you know, how talkative can you be? You must be immature because, you know, only children talk and are happy and see things positively. And that's totally not true. And to all bubblies out there, really, limitations placed on you are the other people's problem. It's not yours. It's a perception about them, not about you. very often bubbly say they feel hurt when people say that, you know, oh, well, you know, you always so silly, like, what, you know, don't you understand what's going on in the world? And bubbly people love being silly. They can live with being embarrassed in a situation. They can live with being the silly ones. They never aim to hurt other people. So, you know, they're very often the sensitive type that are misunderstood.
Now, Janine, why do some people find bubbly people irritating or annoying?
And I think we all do at some point, you know, just to be honest. Very often, and I think especially, as I said, in the world now, you know, it's difficult to always be positive. It's difficult to always see the bright side of things. And there was a study, and they've repeated these studies, called Bliss is Ignorance. And these studies have been repeated that often show that people who are very involved in critical thinking, who are very involved in sort of the political, social, you know, making comments, following media and social media, very often we misunderstand critical thinking and happiness. We think, well, you can't be thinking critically about the world and yourself if you're happy all the time. So it's, we kind of look at it with, well, I'm grouchy and I'm losing sleep, and why are you so unflappable and perky all the time? So if anyone is feeling that, you know, they kind of have that one friend who you think, oh, no, I'm not dealing with you today. No, just be grumpy for once, you know. That's, it's normal. It is normal.
When it comes to the grumpy chachas and chachis of the world, how can people become more bubbly?
So important to realize that you're allowed to be grouchy. You know, there are days when it's hard to be happy and bubbly and see the bubbles, and that's okay. But it's also, it's better for your mental health long term to be more positive. So spend more time around bubbly people. You know, pick up on their energy, pick up on what they're doing, and really immerse yourself in that. Make plans with people who love to have fun. Get silly. And I always say that, you know, just be silly and be around people who sometimes are really silly. Try things that you don't normally do, because that kind of takes you out of your comfort zone, and you might find that you really enjoy it. Get out and meet new people, but listen, surround yourself with the happy things. And, you know, today with live streaming and with playlisting and all of that kind of stuff, you know, we tend to listen to the same music over and over. Look for something silly and happy. Dance around the house, you know, blow bubbles, dance with the broom, be silly, play with animals, play with children, play with bubbles outside, and look for something good in every person you meet, because there's always something. Brilliant. And that's what we need to train ourselves to do.
100%. I'm just looking at a couple of messages that have come through. A listener saying here, don't burst a bubbly person's bubbly bubble. Now say that 10 times.
Not on a Monday. No, that's just cruel. But it is very true. You know, we kind of, for the grouchy people, and shame, not grouchy, but, you know, people who kind of are more serious, there is that tendency to kind of go, oh, stop it, you know, really, get a grip. And that's not fair either. You know, no one kind of tells you to sit in the corner because you're grumpy or because you're, you know, overly involved in something in a different way. Mm-hmm. And we need to learn to remember that, you know, the bubbles are there for us as well. You know, these people help our moods too.
This one says, Assalamu alaikum. I used to be that happy-go-lucky, bubbly person. I feel no one gets me or understands me. Sadly, my spouse is the opposite. I'm now a bore. If I meet someone who reminds me of the old me, I find myself happy responding the same. My emotions are not dead, just buried.
And that happens so often, doesn't it? And opposites attract. You know, you very often find in a relationship that One person is an introvert and the other's an extrovert, or one person is really bubbly and the other person isn't. Because it is true that opposites attract. Mm. But it is also true that be true to yourself and be true to you, your feelings and your expression of emotion and your true self, and find ways to express that. You were allowed to. And it's a good thing.
The entire time you were talking about bubblies, and I was just thinking of that purple Cadbury chocolates bubbly, you know?
Which is also cruel, but, you know, these things are important. And it is. Like, you know, that's the whole thing. Get silly and get dirty and have fun.
100%. Wonderful discussion, Janine. We thank you so much for your time, as always, enlightening us on this very important topic. And we hope you have a lekker week going forward.
Fantastic. Be bubbly, everyone. Have fun.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.